Today's shiur is Masechta Sota, Daf Mem Tes, as we are Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Mesayim the Masechta, and we will begin on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. The Mishnah taught us that from when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the Paschal Anshei Amona, people of faith, no longer exist. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, what are people of faith? This refers to people who have amunah kodesh baruch hu. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Gadol Omer, kamish yesh lepas basala, whoever has bread in his basket, vayma ma'oichel amachar, and he's concerned what he will eat tomorrow, ena ele mekansh and katane amunah. He's a person not of the proper faith. And Rashi says that how do we know that there's a person that's not with the proper amunah? Says Rashi, if he's not prepared to spend money on a hidden mitzvah, he's not prepared to spend money for tzedakah or for Shabbos and Yom Tov needs, that is a person that we know doesn't have proper faith. Rabbi Elazar says somebody who has passed basaloi and is concerned about what he will have tomorrow is such an individual. Why specifically a person who has bread available to him and is concerned about tomorrow is considered such an individual? So the Pashup Shad is, if a person doesn't have bread to eat and he starts not acting appropriately, we could understand from where that comes. But a person who Baruch Hashem has passed Basalai and is still concerned Ma'oichel Amachar, for him we can't have an adequate understanding, an adequate excuse. Another Pshat is that the person Baruch Hashem has what to eat and he's concerned that he should have extras, such an individual is considered miktanei amuna. Another pshat that I saw is mishieshloi pas pasaloi, is the Dirashol explains, we're put on this world as shlichim, we're put on this world as messengers from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's our job to fulfill our tafkid, but we also have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a job to do. He gave us the ability to fulfill the assignment. A person who doesn't have that amunah doesn't have amunah and what we're in this world for. But then I saw a different pshat that goes in a different direction. Mishesh lepas pasaloi. There are people who Baruch Hashem have pas pasaloi, that they have what to eat, and they believe that they are taken care of, they have nothing to worry about, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu assured them that they will have pas pasaloi. A person who lives such a life, who's convinced that he has nothing to worry about, that everything is taken care of, such a person is considered a person without amuna, because we don't know what's going to happen. The world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and there's no guarantees. In fact, the Magen Avraham quotes a very interesting Zohar, who says that one should not cook food from one day to the next. Preparing food from one day to the next is a lack of amunah. Certainly the Paiskim say that if one is prepared food and there's leftovers, you shouldn't throw out the food. But the Magen Avraham is saying preparing specifically. However, the Paiskim say, Dar HaShulchan, and all the other Paiskim say that we are not makbid to follow the opinion of the Magen Avraham. The question also that comes up that the Paiskim discuss is, if so, how could one purchase a life insurance policy or other insurance policies? Why is that not considered a lack of amuna? And the Mefarsh and Rav Avadya Yosef and Rav Volzner, I both saw, discussed the Shaila, and they both say that that's considered, that is not considered a lack of amuna. For they explain, that's called a shtadlis. That's called the way we live. And that's called normal course of life, and therefore it's not an issue. However, Rav Avadya Yosef says, whatever one does, the point is that he should always have betochen and amuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that runs the world and will give us what we need. Rav Volzner writes, what our Gemara particularly means is that sometimes not such good things happen to us, chas v'sholem, A Jew should never have yiush. A Jew should never give up. A Jew should always realize he should have a munah b'tochen. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, it's for the best. Vamar, v'anidamar b'lezer. Ma'idik said, mi kimi baz liyam katnes. Mi garm la tzadikim. Should bazu shulchanim la salavai. Who causes that the tzadikim should not have their table in Olam Haba? Katnes shebehen. The fact that they were small. They did not have a muna. And as Mefarshim explained, what the Gemara means to say is that a person who has a muna is zoicha to have oilam haza and oilam haba. But if a person doesn't live with a muna, then he doesn't have that zchus. Then Eliyahu, the Gra, has a very interesting pshat. There are people who live and they don't enjoy life because they're always concerned that they don't have enough. He says such a person will not is such a person doesn't have oilam haza and doesn't an oilam haba. A person who knows that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us whatever we need has both oilam haza and oilam haba. Rav Amar Elik Tanei Bnei Yisrael. He explains that pasuk is referring to the children of Rishi Yisrael. Shemaz Bezin Din Avin Lasolavai, who will speak about the judgment that their fathers have lost love on. I'm lufanav. They say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbei Nishalaylam, Me'achash Atas to the Paramahem, if you're going to anyway punish these people, if so, Lama Hikesa Shinambam, why did you kill their children in this world if they were going to die in the next world, if they were going to get punished in the next world, why did you cause that the children should also suffer and die in this world? Says the Gemara, Amr Rebbeloi Ber of Yachya, if not for the tefillah of David HaMelech, Hayikol Yisrael Meichri Revav, all of Klai Yisrael would be people that would just sell fat grease. Shenema Shisa Hashem Mar Lahem, David HaMelech asked that Klai Yisrael be given some level of stature. Because, as the Mefarshim explained, Klai Yisrael's job is not to have Olam Haza, is not to have Gashmius. How does this Gemara come here? The Mefarshim explained, since we learned in the Mishnah that Neifes Tzufim, that the wax had is no longer here, so that's why we speak about wax and grease. Says the Gemara, Vamer Rebeloi Ber of Yachya, Imolei Tfilosa Shel Chabakuk, and not for the Tfilah of Chabakuk, Hoyeshnei Talmide Chacham Miskas Metalos Achas Voisk Metoru. Two Talmide Chachamim would have to cover themselves with one blanket and learn Torah. Shalem Hashem Shamati Shemacho. Yireitzi Hashem Pa'oloch Bekerev Shonim Chayehu. Atik Bekerev Shonim, don't call it years, or Bekerev Shnaim. Two people would have been had to sustain themselves with one blanket. And the Farshim explained the reason why we need, the Mashal says, why do we have to have a special tefillah for the tzaddikim? Dovra Melech spoke for the people who work. But the Talmidei Chachamim who don't work, Chabakuk had to make a special tefillah for them that they should be zoichet to panosa. Continues the Gemara Loi Ber of Yachya. Shnei Talmid Chacham Mahalchim Mederech. If two Talmid Chacham are walking on the way together, ve'ein beineim divrei Torah, and they don't speak in Torah, ruyin lisar peish, they should be burnt in fire. Shnei ve'hi heima holchim holuf adaber v'nei rechveish. Elisha and Eliyahu were walking together, and there was a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and they were able to walk through. Why? Because Tamad Ikadibur, because they were speaking in Divrei Torah. Halekadibur, had they not been speaking in Divrei Torah, Chas v'Shalom, Ruin L'Sarif, they should have been burnt. And as the Mashal explains, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that if somebody goes in the Derech, and he learns Torah, and he speaks in Torah with his colleagues, Shechina Shur B'Neim, the Shechina is there. And if somebody, on the other hand, Chas v'Shalom, doesn't speak in Torah, so the Shechina, who's always we always speak about the Shechina's fire, that fire comes, Chas v'Shalom, and burns them. Continues the Gemara V'Amar B'Loi Ber of Yachya. Shnei Talmid Chacham Hador Ber Achas. If you have two Talmid Chacham living in one city, Ve'noichen Zel Lezeh Ba'alocha, and they aren't pleasant to each other when they speak in learning, they don't talk in learning, they don't act in unity. Echem meis vechem goyla. One will die chas v'sham and one will go to golos. Shenem alana shomer etzeach as she yitzas re'eyu bevli das. And as the Mashal points out, the pasuk is referring to someone who killed someone else b'shoigig. So why does the pasuk use the word bevli das to describe this individual? Why doesn't the pasuk call him b'shoigig, that he killed somebody b'shoigig? To teach us ein das el atayra shenem nidmu ami bevli das. A nation forsake the Torah, which is called Das. And Tamid Chachamim, who act that way, cause Miso Golos. Mefarshim ask, which Tamid Chachamim will get Miso, and which Tamid Chachamim will get Golos. Mefarshim explain that typically there's one Tamid Chachamim who's greater than the other Tamid Chachamim, so the greater Tamid Chachamim will get Miso, and the lesser Tamid Chachamim would get Golos. Another pshat that I saw is that when Talmidei Chachamim don't get along, so the people in the city don't know how to act. They don't know what Torah requires of us. In such a circumstance, there are people who will do Averis B'Shagig, and there will be people who will do Averis B'Mezid. That Einish, the punishment for doing an Averis B'Shagig, is Golus. The Einish for doing Averis B'Mezid is Misa. Because these Talmid Chacham caused such a circumstance, they will suffer these two terrible punishments. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Berei Rav Chia, Kol Talmid Chacham Ha'isuk B'Torah Mitoch Hadchak. Any Talmid Chacham who learns Torah, even though he's in difficult situation, Tefilos HaNishmas, his tefillah is listened to. And as Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz explains, from our Gemara we see that Torah and tefillah travel together. Somebody who learns Torah, his tefillah is listened to, and for someone to have success in learning, he has to daven. Shenema, kibitzien, yeshiv Yerushalayim, kava bachalai sifka, chanan yechancha, kol zakecha, v'shana sanach. People who live in Tzion, Yerushalayim, you don't have to worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant what you want as soon as you cry. As soon as you daven, he will answer you. V'ksibas rei, and the pasuk says, who are we talking to? Who are we talking about? V'nasu lachem Hashem lechem tzar or mayim lachatz. A person who doesn't have what to eat, that person's tefillahs are listened to. And as Mefarshim explained, even though the Gemara says that from miyoyim shechar beis hamikdash, from when the beis hamikdash was destroyed, tefillahs are not heard anymore, the tefillah of a person who learns Torah Mitoch Hadchak is listened to. Another pshat along the same lines is that the Gemara says Shari Demos Leininalu, the Sharim of tears have not been closed. Says our Gemara, the Shari Demos Leininalu is for everyone else. Tamid Chacham don't have to cry, the tefillahs are listened to. Such a person becomes worthy to have the Shechina with him. The curtain that exists between this world and the next world is opened up for him. Another pshat is that all of us in this world are sort of confined in our bodies, are confined by Gashmius. This person who learns Torah in such a way is able to overcome the limitations of his guf, the limitations of Gashmius. Continues the Gemara of Shimon ben Gamliel, Oyim Shimon ben Bishua. Yoyim Shachar Beis Hamikdash, from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Ein Yoyim, there is no day without a curse. Amar Rava, B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, Meruba Kolasa Mishal Chaveri. Every day is worse than the previous day. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, "Vabayke timer meet in erev, or vaerev timer meet in boiker." In the morning you'll say, "Well, I hope you'll pray for the night." In the night you'll pray for the day. Ask the Gemara, "Hey boiker, which day will you pray for?" Ilayma boiker delamacher, that you'll daven for the next day. The question is, miyodim ahava, how do you know that the next day will be better, that you're praying for the next day? Ella the chalaf. The next day you'll daven for the previous day because the next day is even worse than the previous day. And I saw a gewaldige mashal to explain this gemara. There was once a person who was ill, and the person went to the doctor, and the doctor said, sleep is detrimental for you. So what the person did was, he, in order to try to avoid sleeping, he slept without a pillow. Once he got used to sleeping without a pillow, he had to start sleeping on the floor. Once he became accustomed to sleeping on the floor, he had to do something else to help him not sleep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just bring punishments on a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings punishments on a person to wake us up. But if the punishment doesn't work, then he has to bring another punishment. We shouldn't sleep. Vel alma amai kamakayim. If there's such problems, how will the world be able to continue to exist? Akadusha de Sidra, when we say uvol tzion, and we say in a psukim of Nevi'im and Ksuvim with their targum, v'yeheshmei rabba de gadata, and we say omen yeheshmei rabba in the kaddish de rabbanon after the shir of agadata. Shnema eretz ofsuk ma'ofel tzemava suloy sedorim. There is darkness in the world because there is no Sedarim. Hayei Sedarim, when there is disorder, when we say Volotzin, and we say the Kaddish, Taifiyah Ma'ifal, that helps us come out of the gloom. Mefarshim explained, the main point of this Gemara is to teach us the need for consistency. Every day, we're supposed to say a Volotzin. Even on Shabbos, we say Volotzin. There's always going to be a shir in learning. Every day, and when there's a consistency in our learning, and there's a consistency in this tefillah, especially both of these things refer to learning, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us from the terrible curses. The Mefarshim discuss about Yehei Shmei Rabba of the Kaddish Rabbanan. One question that's asked is, why does the Gemara specify the Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba? Why doesn't the Gemara speak about the Kaddish? So one answer I saw is that the Kaddish is said by one individual. On the other hand, the Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba is said by the entire tzibur. We know there's a special power to tefillah b'tzibur, so that's why we reflect on the tzibur aspect, not on the aspect of the yachid. Another answer is that in the Kaddish, there are many tefillahs for our own benefit. We begin v'yatzbach b'konei v'karei Mashiachai, asking for Mashiach that we should be saved from all these tzaras, and other tefillahs that are for our benefit. Yehei Shmei Rabba, however, only speaks about Kvod Shemayim. Yehei Shmei Rabba, that we're speaking that the name of Hashem be glorified. And that is the greatness, that we don't daven for ourselves, we're davening for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Paiskim also discuss that the Gemara here speaks about a Kaddish Rabbanon that's said after Agadata. Is that mean that Kaddish Rabbanon is only said after learning Agadata, or is Kaddish Rabbanon also said after learning Halacha or Gemara that's not Agadata? Many Rishonim paskin that certainly Kaddish Rabbanon is said after any type of shir, not limited to Agadata. However, there are Rishonim that suggest that this Kaddish is only said after Agadata is learned, for two reasons. One is, as we've learned earlier in our Masechta, how special learning Agadata is, because Agadata brings us to Yerushalayim. And another reason is, a halacha shir, we're not always quite certain that the people listening to the shir necessarily understand it. On the other hand, Agadata, which is easier to understand, that is a shir that certainly all of the listeners understood, and therefore the Kaddish is most appropriate. And this is the source for the minig, that after a shir is learnt, before the Kaddish, the Rabbanon is said, that we say the Mishnah, Rechnan, Merakash, Amir, Rotz, HaKadosh Baruch, Lezakas, Yisrael, Lefika, Chibra, Lam, Torah, Mitzvah, Shnem, Hashem, Chofetz, Matzitka, Yag, Torah, V'yadir. We should end every shir with something of Agadata, and that therefore, certainly, it will be appropriate to say Kaddish, the Rabbanon. The Mishnah continued saying, "V'layor tal lebracha." From when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, tal lebracha has no longer come. V'nita tam peiros, and the good taste of the peiros has gone away. Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, tahara batla tam v'reach. Because there's a lack of tahara in the world, the flavor and fragrances of fruits have diminished. Meiser, because people don't properly give Trumer and Meiser, Batel Shumer V'Dagen, the cream of the grain is no longer here. Says the Gemara, Rav Kahuna Ashkach Tumer to the Chaninusa. Rav Kahuna found a very creamy date. Shokla Karch B'Sudri, he put it in his pocket, put it in his kerchief. Asu Rav B'Rei Amalei, and he met his son Rabba, and his son Rabba told him, Merich Nerecha the Chaninusa. I smell here a very creamy date. Amalei B'ni Tahari Yeshbach. I'm happy I see that you have Tahara, and therefore you still are able to appreciate the cream of the fruit. Adahachi also Abba Yavnile, so Rav Huna gave this date to his son Rabba. Adahachi as Abba Rei, till then Abba, who was Rabba's son, came. Shakli Yavnile, and Rabba went and gave it to his son Abba. Amale, so Rav Huna commented, Bini, my son, smachtas libi, you made me happy. You made me happy because I see you have Tahara, and that's why you're still able to appreciate the cream of the fruit. On the other hand, in case of Sheni, you made me my teeth feel weak, because why did you give the fruit to my, if you didn't want it, why did you give it to your son? Why didn't you give it back to me? And Haidu Dami, interesting, this is what people say, Rachma the Abba, a father loves B'nai. And Rachma B'nai, the father's son, his love is more to B'nai the Havilei for his own children versus to his own father. And the Gemara gives such an example. Rav Achba Yaakov Itbabul Rav Yaakov Abrate. Rav Yaakov, Achba Yaakov raised his daughter's son, Rav Yaakov. Says the Gemara, Kigodl, when this Rav Yaakov, his grandson, got older, Amalei Ashkemai, please give me some water. Amalei Labrich Ano, I'm not your son, and I'm not obligated to give you that water to give you Kibbut Aveim. Behind the Amri the Inshi, and this is what people say, Ravi Barbar Techani, raise me, and then eventually you'll say, I'm your grandchild, and I don't have to honor you. There's a machloikis, if that is indeed the din, if a grandson is obligated to respect his grandparents or not. The Marik, based on our Gemara, says that there is no such obligation. The Ramah, however, says that grandchildren are obligated, certainly, to respect and give kibud to the grandparents. Our Gemara, that seems to indicate differently, the Mefarshim give two explanations. One explanation is because he was learning Torah, and since he was learning Torah and he was only a grandson, he was exempt. Another answer that I saw is that he was a daughter's son. There's a difference in halacha between a grandson from a son versus a grandson from a daughter. A grandson from a daughter is less of an obligation. The Chassam Sofer, based on our Gemara, says that even though the Gemara speaks about a megadol yosam tefesoi, raising an orphan in one's home, still says the Chassam Sofer, from our Gemara we see the one is such an adopted child is not necessarily obligated to respect his adaptive parents, because here we're not obligated, the Gemara is saying we're not even necessarily obligated to honor our biological grandparents. Says the Gemara, but Fulmish Aspinus. We know Aspinus was the general who was laying siege to Yerushalayim, and then the emperor of Rome, Nero, passed away, and he was brought back to Rome to become the new emperor, and his son Titus took over his place, ultimately destroying Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, "Tumah shel Aspinais, gozra al tarach chsanim." They made exera the chsanim should not wear a crown. Valiiris, we'll discuss what this means in the Gemara. But Tumah shel Titus, Rashi explains, "But Tumah shel Titus," the Gemara means as follows. He says there was an emperor Alexander. There was a Jewish king Alexander Yanai, who had two sons, Hyrcanus and Atinus. When Yanai died, his wife took over his kingdom, and when she died, the Hyrcanus, her older son, was supposed to become king, but Hyrcanus and Aphtilus first agreed to that setup, and then Aphtilus wasn't happy, and Aphtilus rebelled. And that's what Rashi says, the Mishnah refers to when it says, B'pomish shel Titus, Gozra al-Taras Kalos, the Kalos should not wear these crowns, V'shalayalmet Odomis b'na Yivonis, somebody's not allowed to teach his children Greek, son Greek. B'pomish Achron, when Titus ultimately laid siege to Yerushalayim. Gazru shleitetze kal b'perim b'toich ir, that a kal may not go out in a canopy within the city. For b'nesenu itiru shleitetze kal b'perim b'toich ir. However, the rabbanon disagreed, and they said that a kal may go out wearing such a canopy. Says the Mishnah further, Mishimeis Reb Meir, when Reb Meir passed away, Batlu Moshle Mishalom, people who say Mishalom passed away. What does that mean? So I saw Poshpshat, is that Reb Meir had the ability to say Mishalom, to say parables, and from when he died, that there's nobody of that stature. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara says that Reb Meir learned from Acher. And the reason he was able to learn from Acher was because Toicha Ochel Klipasa Zorik. He ate the inside and threw away the peel. He was able to take the good and not the bad, because he was Moshel. He was able to prevail over himself. However, from when he died, that no longer exists. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham has the ability to be Moshel, so to speak, to rule over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzadik Geyser v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Reb Meir was the last of these people who had this ability. And that's why the minig is that when somebody needs a Yeshua, he gives tzedakah to Reb Meir Balanes. Reb Meir had this ability, and we want to ask him to continue davening on our behalf. Even though the Mefarshim point out, Reb Meir was not the first of the Tanoim that passed away, since we know throughout Shas there's a rule, Stam Mishnah Reb Meir, that's why Reb Meir is mentioned first in our Mishnah. Mishmeis Ben Azai, when Ben Azai died, Batlash Gatonim, people who are Masmidim and learning passed away. We know that Reb Ben Azai didn't even get married because he said, Ma Esa Vishenafshi Choshko Batayra. Mishmeis Reb Kiva Batl Kvara Tayra. When Reb Kiva passed away, Kvara Tayra stopped. Poshup Shat, because we know that the Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shemayim and he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu writing, making crowns on each letter, and Moshe Rabbeinu asked him, what is the purpose of these crowns? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, there's going to be Rabbi Kiva who will darshan, who will expound in each one of these crowns, showing the Kavod HaTorah. Another pshat is that Rabbi Kiva was a person who had 24,000 Talmidim, which represented a tremendous Kavod HaTorah. And yet another pshat we know is that the Pasuk says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, and Rabbi Kiva says, Es L'Rabbo is Talmid HaChamim, that one must even respect Talmid HaChamim. So Rabbi Kiva brought to the world this concept of Kavod HaTorah. Mishemesh Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, Batlu Anshi Maisa, people of great deeds. And Rabbi Chanina being the great tzaddik, there are many episodes mentioned in Shas how he was able to be mispalul and bring nisim. Mishmeis Rabbi Yosi ketanta pasuk chasidim. The lama nikra shema ketanta shei ketanta chasidim. Pasuk b'shai means he was the last of the chasidim. Mishmeis Rabbi Yochanan zakeh batal aziv achochma. Chochma stopped. What does chochma mean? Mefarshim explained that Rabbi Yochanan zakeh, besides being a tremendous talmid chacham, was very knowledgeable in many areas. And that stopped when he passed away. Shmeisar Gamliel Hazokin Batal Kvar HaTorah. Kvar HaTorah stopped. As the Gemara says, that until the times of Rabbi Gamliel, people were able to learn, and they did learn, only standing. Once he passed away, that stopped. Umeisar Tara Precious also stopped. And interesting that the Mefarshim point out, in all the other things that have stopped, the Gemara always uses the words Batal. Here the Gemara uses the word, the Mishnah uses the word Mesa. So some take it to mean that it's even worse than Batla. Other attributes that I mentioned still exist somewhat. Taru, Precious are completely gone, and others say just the opposite, that the other attributes have been completely diminished, whereas Tara or Precious still have some existence in the world. Mishmeis Rishmam Apatli, Batla Zivakuna. Rav Kishma ben Papi, the Mefarshim explained, Rashi says, was a very wealthy man and Talmud Chacham, and he used to support Kohanim eating on his table. When he passed away, that stopped. Mishmeis Rebbe Batla Anova V'Yiras Chet. When Rebbe passed away, there's no longer any Anova V'Yiras Chet. Humility and Yiras Chet. And Mefarshim point out, even though Rebbe's the one that wrote Mishnayos, certainly he isn't the one that wrote this Mishnah. And I saw a very beautiful pshat to explain this. When the Gemara says in Masechet Ksubos that Rebbe said that his son Rav Gamliel should succeed him. Why should his son Rav Gamliel succeed him? Because Rav Gamliel was a Yirei Chet. So Rav Gamliel is the one that wrote this Mishnah after Rebbe passed away, and he's saying that even though my father said that I should succeed him because I have Yirei Chet, you should know that Batla Anova V'Yiras Chet. When Rebbe passed away, there is no longer any Anova V'Yiras Chet. Far should point out what the Mishnah really means is that a person should have in him both of these qualities together, Anova V'Yiras Chet. On that degree, we only find by Rebbe. Another shot is that the Gemara says in Masechta Yerushalmi, in Masechta Klayim, that Rebbe we know is the Nasi, but Rebbe said that if Rav Huna would come to Eretz Yisrael, he would be prepared to give up his position on behalf of Rav Huna. And that's so very rare that someone should be prepared to give up their position on behalf of someone else, and that represents true greatness. Continues the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, there's a shaila if this represents a continuation of the Mishnah, or is this a brisa? That's certainly included in all the Mishnayos. Tan Rabbanan, Pinchas ben Yoah Omer, b'shechar beis hamikdash, from when the beis hamikdash was destroyed, boshu chaverim bnei chayim. Chaverim, we know throughout Shas, represent people who act scrupulously. And the chaverim at the bnei chayim, or refers to people who had a great yichus, all of them no longer exist. Their heads are covered in embarrassment. Great people have become impoverished. The Gavru Bali Zroya Bali Loshim, people who are strong, that's how they get their way, or speak improperly. The only one we could rely on is on Avinu B'Shamayim. So Mefarshim explain that when there are great tzaros in Klal Yisrael, the only people that Klal Yisrael can rely on is on Avinu Shebashamayim. Specifically, because we know the rule is that Av Shemachal Al Kvoidoi Kvoidoi Machal. And therefore we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father, who certainly will be Meichel and is covered on our behalf. However, I saw another pshat from Reb Chaim Volozhiner. He says this attitude of Ein Lanu Lashon Ela Avinu Shebashamayim, this attitude of giving up, we have nothing that we could do anymore, is an unacceptable attitude. And that was the attitude that happened Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, but it's not the proper attitude. Reb Lezer Gol Oimer, Shara Chachmai Lahavik Sefraya, Tamid Chachamim became like school teachers, Sefrai, Kechznayu, school teachers, everybody went down in their Madrega, became like synagogue Shamosim, Chaznaya became Ka'amad Ara, like regular people, Va'amad Ara, Ozva Dudla, they're even becoming less and less in their wisdom and observance. Ve'en Sham, Mavakish, Amil, Yeshlon, Lashon, Alvinu Shabashamayim. And I saw from the Beis Halevi who explains what the Mishnah means to say here is that in a time when Klal Yisrael is in the proper Madrega, being a Talmud Chacham doesn't necessarily represent anything great, because everybody was a Talmud Chacham. However, when we come to the Tzoros that we now have, and Talmid Chachamim are so rare to find, that's the problem, that it's a rarity to find a Talmud Chacham. Says the Gemara, Mashiach, as Mashiach comes, Chutzpah Yazgei, there will be a lot of chutzpah in the world. And Rabbi Chanan Wasserman explains what does chutzpah yazgei mean. That when somebody will be appointed to be a leader, what quality will be looked for? What's the quality that will be considered a great quality? Somebody who's chutzpah, somebody who's a mechutzef, will be considered that's going to be considered a maila. That's going to be considered an important quality. Hagefen tikkun piria, there'll be plenty of grapes, but still will be wine will be expensive. Posh pshat is there'll be a time of inflation. But another pshat is that even though there'll be plenty of grapes, people will be so involved in drinking and alcoholic beverages that the wine will still be expensive. The governments will spread heresy, nobody could speak up to them. Where previously there was a shul, it will be a place for immoral behavior. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that the shuls, as we know, in those times were typically outside the city. And now the Gemara is saying that those shuls that were outside the city, they will now be used for a place for immoral behavior. Another pshat is that throughout Shas, we know that Talmidei Chachamim are represented as people Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. Zionists always represent people that don't get along. And instead, what the Mishnah means to say is that instead of there being in the world shalom represented by Talmidei Chachamim, there will be machlokes, which is represented by Zionists. Vagolu Yecharev, the Gola will be destroyed, Vagavlam Yishum, and the Gavlam will be desolate. There's a number of pshatim what Gavlam means. Some say that it refers to Yerushalayim, others say it refers to the people, the Sanhedrin, who sat in the Anshe, in the Lishkas Hagozes. Others say that the people will not respect each other's borders. V'chachim is Seifrim Tisrach, and the wisdom of the Talmidei Chachamim will decay. There's going to be no longer appreciation for Talmidei Chachamim. An interesting pshat that I saw is that the Gemara says, "La'olam yishana adam l'talmidoi derech tzara." A person should always teach his Talmud to speak in the most concise manner. That ability will no longer be here. Yirei chet yamasu, those who have Yerushalayim will be despised. Hemestein aderes, there will be an absence of truth. Norim pnei zekenim yalbinu, young people will embarrass old people. Zekenim yamdu pnei tanim, older people will have to stand up for younger people. Ben menavel av, a son will ridicule his father. Bas kama be'im of a kal b'chamasai, a daughter and a mother, a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law. Oyvei ish anshe reisai, a person's enemies will be the members of his family. Pnei ador to pnei akelef, the generation will be like a dog. So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is that a dog is always the symbol of Azus, and the Gemara just spoke about Chutzpah Yazgei. Another pshat that I saw is Pnei Ador Kpnei Kalev. People will show to each other, will act towards each other as if they're friends, but really it's just Pnei, it's only the face. They're really Kalev, they're really barking at each other. Another pshat that I saw is that it's referring to the Rabbi Chanan, says this is the name of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. The people, the way a dog acts is that he runs ahead, but he's always looking back. So too will it be with the leaders of Klal Yisrael. They won't have any independence. They're always going to be looking back at what people are saying they should do. And the last pshat that I saw from the Chafetz Chaim is that when you throw a stick at a dog, the dog attacks the stick as if it was the stick that was attacking him, not recognizing that it was really the person who threw the stick that was attacking him. Pnei Adok, Pnei Kalev, even when Chas V'Shalom bad things will happen to us, we will think we will not recognize that it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Gemara, Haben Enem Mizbayish Me'aviv, a son will not be ashamed of his father. V'aman Yashlan L'shon Alvinu Shavishamayim. Amar Rava, the Mishnah spoke about that chassanim will not be allowed to wear crowns. Says Rav, loishan al shemelch v'gofres. Only the crowns that were made out of salt and sulfur are prohibited. Avol shal hadas v'shal red, if they're made out of flowers, it's mutter. V'shmulam av shal hadas v'shal red asur. Even those made out of flowers is asur. Shalkanim v'shal chilis, made out of reeds, is mutter. V'levi am av shal kinim v'shal chalis is also asur. Kentan and Levi ben Misnisa, Afshakanim Shachelis is Asar. Vali Iris. My Iris, What does it mean that they set Eros as prohibited? Omer Beleza Tavla Dechat Puma. A bell with one clapper. It brings that type of beautiful sounding music will become prohibited. Rava Barafuna Ovale Librei Tabura. Rava made for his son a tambourine for his son's wedding. Osa Avu Tavri. His father came and smashed it. Omale, because he said, Michlef Betavla Dechat Puma. It could get easily confused with this type of clapper, and therefore it's usher. Zil avadlay, if you want to make music, what you should use is apum dechatzva, either bang on top of a urn or apum dechapizo on the mouth of a pitcher. Pumash otitos gozra al talos kalis. Then they made exerid the kalis shouldn't wear any crown. Mayatars kalis amrav barafun amrav yochanan ishalzov a tiara that had engraved on it something like the city of that had engraved in it something like the city of Yerushalayim, the Skylim Yerushalayim. Tanya Mehachi, Eza Teres Kalas, Ishazov, this tiara. Avloisa Kippa Shamilas. She is allowed to wear a silken headpiece. Tana, Afa Chupas Chasanim Gozu. What does Chupas Chasanim mean? Says the Gemara, my Chupas Chasanim Zahurim Zahavis. Golden clothing worn by Chasan. You can make a papyrus. Papyrus is some sort of a mechitza, the toilet bar kamash yitza, and you can hang on it all sorts of decorations. Vishloyelman Espino Yavonis, they made Xera, one should not teach his child Yavonis. Tanarabon, Shitsoro Malkabes Cheshmanoi Zelze, when the Malkabes Cheshmanoi started fighting with each other, as we spoke about in the Mishnah, Aftilus and Chur. Kirkness the brothers, Hayahuknes from Bechutz, Vestabilis from Befnim. Bechal Yoim Vyoim, Hamishal Shandinir Bekupa. Every day they used, the people inside the city would throw money, would lower money outside the city, Malam Tamidim, and they would bring up to them animals that they could use for a carbon tomid. Hayasham Zakan Echad Hamak Vachachm Yivanis. There was one person there who was proficient in Chachmas Yivanis. The Mefarsh explained, Chachmas Yivanis does not necessarily mean speaking Yivanis. It represented some sort of a special language that they were able to speak. Lazlahem Chachmas Yivanis. And what he told them was, Amalhem, Kozman Sha'oiskim Avoida, as long as Klai Yisrael are able to bring the Kabanis, Ein Nimsar B'yatchem, you have nothing to worry about. L'macha, so therefore, on the next day, Shilshlu Dinner B'kupa, they sent down the money as usual, V'halalam Chazir, and they put up a Chazir, they sent up a Chazir instead of that. Kivin Shagir L'chatzi Chayma, once the Chazir got half the way up, not Saparnov, he stuck his nails into the wall, and Nizdaza Eretz Yisrael, Abimeis Parsa. And Eretz Yisrael was shaken 400 Parsa. What? Because Eretz Yisrael, Mefarshim explained that Eretz Yisrael is the size of 400 parsa. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that Eretz Yisrael, that Yerushalayim, which this is the wall of Yerushalayim, is the center of Eretz Yisrael. At that time they said, "Or Adam Shigal Chazerim, cursed is a person that raises Chazerim." V'ar Adam Shilmed Labanai Chachm Yivanis, similarly is cursed someone who teaches his son Yivanis. Mefarshim point out that a few points. One that they say is that there's an issa to raise non kosher animals anyway. So why was the new oror? So they say that there's a specific issa and a specific point about not raising chazerim. That's one shot. The other thing that the Mefarshim discuss is that here they say we see that we don't have to check the animals that the Gemara speaks about many times about beaker, about examining an animal for 4 days before it's used as a carbon. Here we see that that beaker is not absolutely required, because here Al-Gamar says that every day they brought up new animals and they used that animal as a carbon. So we see that the beaker is not absolutely required. However, I saw the Mepharshim say that that may not, our Gemara may not necessarily be a proof to that. And they say two explanations. One explanation they say is there could be that they always built up a supply, a 4-day supply, so they should always have an animal 4 days in advance that they should be able to do bikur. Another thing that some Mepharshim suggest is that there are two types of bikur. There's the 4-day examination prior. That bikur indeed is not absolutely essential, but checking the animal right before it's used, that is absolutely halachically required. Regarding that time, we learned we know that the carbon omer was brought on Pesach, shtei lechem was brought on Shavuos, and they were brought in Birkas Ein Tzeichah. The Torah requires that the omer that be brought be caramel, be moist, and therefore it was brought from near Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim was being sieged, they had to go further away. Any, ask the Gemara, is it also to learn Greek? V'ha'amar Rebbe be'eretz Yisrael loshen sur silama. Why do they speak? He would tell people in Eretz Yisrael, why are you speaking Sursi? It's some sort of a dialect, apparently, of Aramaic. Eli iloshen akaydish iloshen yivamis. Speak loshen akaydish or Greek. V'am Rabbi Yosef above'al. Rabbi Yosef would tell the people in above'al, loshen arami lama. Why are you speaking arami? Either speak loshen paras, yoshen akaydish loshen parasi. So we see that it is acceptable to speak Lashon Yevanos. Answers the Gemara, Lashon Yevanos L'chod V'Chachmas Yevanos L'chod. These are two separate things. There's the language and the Chachma. Ask the Gemara, V'Chachmas Yevanos M'Yasira V'Am Rav Yehuda M'Shmu M'Shum Rav Shimon G'Muyel Ma'idik Sev Enenei Olo L'Nafshi V'Kol B'Nais Iri. My eyes cry out. And some say that the reason he mentioned the crying, the eyes, is because that the curse that we're going to now describe that happened because of an ayin hara. Elef yiladim hayu beis araba. There were 1,000 young men at my father's home. Chamesh meis lom the Torah, 500 learned Torah. The chamesh mandu lom the chachas yoyims. And 500 learned Yevonis. V'lo nishtar mena el ani kan. The only one that survived is myself, or ben achi abba ba'asya. And Rebbe Gamliel, the son of Rebbe Gamliel, brother in Asya. So you see that they did learn Chachmas Yevonis. And it says the Gemara, Shani Shabbos Gamliel, the Krav L'Machzav, since they had to have connections with the government, so they needed to have this knowledge. The Tanya, Mesupa Kumi, it's a type of hairstyle. Hareza Medakya Mayri, is prohibited to the Dakya Mayra. Aftolos Ban Ruvein, Etira L'Sapa Kumi, he was permitted to have this hairstyle. Shukar L'Malchus, because he had connections with the government. So Beis HaGamliel, he tiru lam chacham shivanis. Similarly, they allowed the members of Beis HaGamliel's home to learn Yevonis, and they should cry for Lamalchus. Says the Gemara, Pumas Achron Grozu Shletetze Akal Beperion. The Mishnah said that they made a decree that a kal should not go in a canopy, but the Chachamim disagreed. My Tama, why did they say that she still may go out this way? Shum Tzniyosu, we wanted to remain modest and in a closed area. Mishmeis Rabbi Yochanan, Batla Chachma. Tana Rabbanim, Mishmeis Rabbi Lezer, Nigna Sefer Torah. Rabbi Lezer, who had a Messiah, who had traditions and was familiar with all of the halachas, that died upon his death. Mishmeis Rabbi Kiva, Batal Zroya Torah, as we discussed in the Mishnah. Nestat Mumayanus HaChamachma, because Rabbi Kiva was the one that was able to expound all of the Divrei Torah. Mishmeis Rabbi Lezer, Azariah, Batal Atris Chachma. The greatness of wisdom went away. Shataris Chachma Ashram. As Mepharshim explained, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah represented Torah v'gedulah b'makom echad. Mishmeis Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, batla anshi meisa. Mishmeis Abba ben Yosef ketata batla chassidim. V'lam l'kishmai Abba Yosef ben ketata shemektani chassidim, who's the last of the chassidim. Mishmeis ben Azai batla shektanim, people who are diligent in learning. Mishmeis ben Azai ma batla adoshanim. Mishmeis Rabbi Gimshim Gamliel olu gabayi v'rabbi tzaris. There's a lot of locusts and all sorts of tzaris, because Shimon Gamliel was a person that was always careful and making sure that others should be careful not to do Gneva v'gzela, and these things happen because of Gneva v'gzela. Shmeis Rebbe Huchbal Tzaris. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah and the Mishmeis Rebbe Batla Anova v'yiris chayt. Amalei Rav Yosef of Tana. Leitisni Anova. Don't say that Anova stopped when Rebbe died. Dika Anova. Mepharshim, of course, have a very hard time understanding how Rabbi Yosef could say that he exists and therefore there's no issue that there's still a novel. Is that modesty? So the gross has an interesting shot. The word really should be anor with an A, with an ayin. I'm saying there was a great person who was anor. This anor was a great modest person. He wasn't speaking about himself. Other mepharshim grow at great lengths to explain that true modesty is supposed to come with honesty. And honesty requires that if a person is modest, he should recognize that he's modest and not be ashamed to say it. Because false modesty is not considered modesty. Another pshat that I saw is that Rabbi Yosef was saying that modesty is not such a big deal. Look, even I'm modest. And that's what he meant to say, that in his mind, modesty is not such a great attribute. Even I could be honest. Another pshat that I saw is that Rabbi Yosef was saying, Rabbi Yosef was also an individual who was supposed to become the Rosh Yeshiva, but because he was the Sinai, he was the greater Baki, he had more knowledge than Rabba, who was the greater Lamdan, but he gave the position to Rabba versus to himself. That was a tremendous act of humility, and that's what he meant when he said Dekano. Another pshat that I saw, the Ben Yoyada says, by saying this statement, people will say he's certainly not modest. A modest person doesn't talk this way. And that was exactly his purpose, to throw them off. And another pshat that I saw is that we know that Rabbi Yosef, many times in Shas, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef, when he got old, he got sick, he forgot his learning. Says where Rabbi Yosef was saying, look at me, Dikano, look at what could happen to a person, how he could be a great Talmud Chacham and then become Chas V'Shalom sick and forget his learning. That will be the greatest way, that will be the greatest lesson to cause all of us to be modest. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman Latana, Leitesna Yerushchei, don't include Yerushchei, Dikano. And again, Mepharshim are troubled how Reb Nachman said this by himself. And the simplest pshat is that Rebbe, as we learned in the Mishnah, had himself both qualities. Anova v'yirischeit. Reb Yosef and Reb Nachman saying that we may have the quality of Anova, Reb Yosef said. And we may have the quality of yirischeit, Reb Nachman said. But this combination, only Rebbe had. Hadr loch agla rufa v'slikin loch v'sechta saita.